Homes and commercial buildings more energy efficient. Aladdin Insulation can install at 636-947-8000. That's 636-947-8000. Or see our website at truteam.com. Call Aladdin Insulation now to start saving on your heating and cooling bills this year. Aladdin Insulation, 636-947-8000.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
America's premier big band musical is coming to the Blanche M. Toohill Performing Arts Center on Friday, March 18th for a 2 o'clock and 8 o'clock performance. In the Mood, singers, swing dancers, and a high-energy big band take you back to the days of Dorsey, the Andrews Sisters, and the great Glenn Miller. For tickets, call 314-516-4949 or go online to toohill.org. Singing, dancing, costumes? Come on, get in the mood!
Our latest addition to Appliance Discounters is our factory certified service department. Now you can get reliable service at a reasonable price. Whether you need service on your grandma's hand-me-down or an under warranty appliance, Appliance Discounters is the one to call. Oh, and guess what? We even give you an in-store credit for half off of your initial service call should you decide to replace your broken appliance rather than repair it. Appliance Discounters is the only local appliance company to offer service to their customers. Visit one of our six locations or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
This is John Shea inviting you to join me and my partner, Jim McMillan, as we broadcast the Inside Out Show live.
John and Jim will be at Sherwood's Forest this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Sherwood Forest is located at 2651 Barrett Station Road between Manchester and Darty Ferry Road.
They'll be giving away a free butterfly milkweed starter plant during the broadcast just for stopping by.
So come see Jim McMillan and me this Saturday as we broadcast the Inside Out Show live from Sherwood Forest starting at 11 a.m.
on the Big 550 KTRS.
Advance Auto Parts presents Speed Perks Rewards Program. Spend $100, get 20 off your next qualified purchase. No cards, no points, no nonsense.
He's just asexual. Asexual means you don't like guys necessarily. You don't necessarily like women. You just don't have an interest in sex.
Microphones are on.
What?
Microphones are on.
Oh shit. Edit that out.
So okay. Join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
And we're full of shit. And we think you'll get lots of
teeth in the trousers.
That's Paul Harris. You look at him, you wouldn't think he'd say something like that.
That was Harvey.
What?
That was Paul Harvey.
Oh.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to... I guess Ides plus one would be the 16th day of March, 2016 A.D., and this edition, if you will, of the Playhouse brought to you by Schaefer Auto Body Centers, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. 10 locations. Please tell your insurance company you would like to have it done right, and so would they. So, the no-brainer, Schaefer Auto Body. We'll talk a little more about them and do some other stuff and a joke after this.
Hey!
Well, am I stepping on anybody right now if I talk?
No.
I'm so self-conscious now because of what John Landoff did to me. And I'm so self-conscious, I don't even know when to speak. At the control board, it's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are getting ready to change jobs, it would be a great time to call Mark and Jason, and they can go over what to do with the money in your employer plan. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
And feel better, Alyssa. Yeah. I've never had my wisdom teeth taken out, but I'm sure you're
kind of miserable for a day or two, but I know people that have done it, and the good news for her is after a day or two, you're fine.
Yeah, she'll be okay.
Have daddy take you out and get you a couple of big cheeseburgers or something and celebrate the loss of your teeth that you apparently didn't need anyway. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Jim.
And Rat Boy was really interested. Remember that guy that called who collects arrowheads and spear tips?
Oh, yeah.
From that are hundreds and hundreds of years old. Oh, man. Rat Boy's little rat ears perked up when he heard that because he loves history. Do you know that?
No.
Yeah. No, I mean, Rat Boy's a history buff. And he was telling me, and I didn't know this, I'm sure you guys heard it one time, that George Washington's teeth are made out of wood. Did you ever hear that? No, not true. What are they made out of, Red Boy?
Cheese.
They were made out of cheese, apparently. Yeah, hardened cheese.
Wow, that's hard to hear yellow.
Yes, that would explain the yellow tinge. Wow.
Thanks a lot, Red Boy. We didn't know that.
Give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra. Yeah.
Yes.
You never saw it. You don't see, is George Washington smiling on that?
No, he's got that Mona Lisa kind of smile, you know, half smile.
Yeah.
And I think it was to hide his cheese teeth.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I think. All right, I'm going to try this on the fly. Schaefer doesn't have a jingle. As you know, I'm a master jingle writer. You know that N-E-S-T-L-E-S? I kind of use that as an inspiration. S-C-H-A-E-S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. Say, this is where you're taking my car. Gotta be one near, it's not very far. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R.
Wow.
I'm rewriting right now. With 10 locations, one's not far. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R.
Woo! Hey. Like Barry Manilow or something.
Well, a little bit, except for the gay part.
Yeah.
That's where we part ways there. He's that way, and I'm this way. Schaefer does have 10 locations. They opened one in Columbia, Missouri, because I think word spread to the west, westward. We got as far as Columbia, and people there said, well, why don't we have one of these? So arrangements were made, people put in place. But I will tell you, knowing Steve and his son Scott, that until they were convinced 100% that every vehicle that came out of that shop in Columbia and every other one of the nine would be as perfect as vehicles that have come out of, well, for many, many years, every shop from the first one, they won't do it. They wouldn't have put it in place. The equipment had to be the same. The knowledge, the technology, and the passion for taking pride in having people look at a car and go, wow, I can't even tell that was ever damaged. It's like it never happened. Remember that. I hope you don't have to use them. Well, that's not really true. If nobody had to use them, we lose a sponsor. You will probably. I've said before, my late father-in-law was never even in just a fender bender, nothing, till I think he was almost 70. You can imagine that. He never bumped anything. Nobody tapped him. Nothing. And then it was a minor thing with an old Chevy Cavalier. And, you know, what to some people is an older car, to other people it's their car. It's as big a deal to them as your brand new Impala is or your new Silverado pickup truck or whatever. And Schaefer knows that. Except Peon could go pick his car up there, and the door, if it didn't match, he'd go, how much do I owe you? I mean, he wouldn't even care or notice. He probably wouldn't even take it in. He'd just take a hammer, beat out as much of it as he could, and just keep driving.
You know who I found out is the same way as Peon?
Who?
Colin Jeffrey.
That does not surprise me.
Yeah.
The brainier people, except for Peon, tend to not care too much about cars. The shallow people, like myself, we're car people. I don't know nearly as much about stuff as Colin does. I spent all my time looking and ogling and waxing and washing cars, and he was reading stuff and learning stuff.
Ew.
SchaeferAutobody.com is the website. Let me repeat that for you. Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, Autobody.com. Take a look at what they do and how well they do it. And the average is every 7 years. So if you're in there more often than most or not as often, doesn't matter. Once, twice, three times a lady. Schaefer, Auto Body Centers. All right, I told you that recently, maybe this means I'm going to die, but things come into my mind that I have not thought about for 40 years, 50 years. Mm. I used to work in a store in Belleville. That's where I met my wife. And it was it's called a sundry store. It was a drug store, but there wasn't a pharmacy. You could buy, you know, X-Lax and aspirin and stuff like that, but there was no pharmacy. So 2 days ago, and I'll get to why that's important in a minute. 2 days ago, I was sweeping some dust and dirt out of a corner of the garage. Now, let me stop here before and respond to what I know you're thinking. You're thinking right now, Frank, you were sweeping. Don't you have a wife?
Yeah.
And the answer is yes, I do. A week ago, my wife had an injection in her spine, and I got to watch them do it. Doctor said, you want to watch this?
Whoa.
And I watched them on a live x-ray as they put a needle, and you could see it in the x-ray go into and between bones in her spine.
Yeah,
they shot this stuff in there.
They have the camera because they've done that to me several times.
It's live x-ray.
That's pretty cool.
It was pretty wild to watch, but she did have that done a week ago because she has had spinal fusion. She has plates and screws, and she had one surgery, and I told you guys about it years ago, where they went in. In the one surgery, at the same time, the front and the back, they went in and put an incision in her lower abdomen and went in, moved her organs aside, and worked on her spine from the front, turned her over, made another incision, worked on her spine from the back, and put plates together.
Wow.
So she has some issues with that, so she got this injection, which is why I was sweeping, because I said to her, I said, look, you just had this injection. I don't expect you to do any chores for a week. I might give you 8 days.
A week?
And she said, thank you. She was so thankful. And so this was at about the 1 week point. It might have been the eighth day. And I thought about that. I thought, I think this is 8 days. It's been a week. She could sweep this out. And then I thought, no, you know what? Because that's the kind of husband I am. I'm going to give her an eighth day. So I swept it. Now, while I'm sweeping, I had a flashback to my job in Belleville at the Value Store, where my boss was Mert Flock, from, I believe, Redbud, Illinois, or somewhere around there. And her assistant was Eileen Brown. They were my bosses. Two of the just the most terrific women that a young 18-year-old kid, stock boy, could ever work around. They were fantastic to me. Part of my job as stock boy was sweeping. And I have not thought about this since probably then when I was 18. Have you ever heard of a sweeping compound called Sweepo?
Sweepo?
No.
It's
no.
Sawdust with a little kerosene, and you throw it down on the floor and sweep it, and there's no dust because the kerosene and the sawdust, instead of just kicking dust around, it traps it and sort of like a magnet, like a dust mop that's been treated.
Wow.
And it came in a box, and inside the box was a... You could get cases of it were bags, clear bags of Sweepo, and it was kind of a reddish. So I know there are people listening who'll know what I'm talking about. If you were ever a janitor or a stock boy, and a lot of the garages would use stuff like this. Theirs was more of a sand compound because when you go to clean the floor, it would soak up oil and stuff.
Well, janitors would throw stuff down like sawdust that looked like sawdust when kids would throw up in
school.
That
was Sweepo. I'm telling you. I think that was Sweepo. Hmm. Now, there was another product. No, there was probably more of a sponge absorbent stuff like to soak up vomit. This was simply a dust reducer. But I've not thought of Sweepo for a long, long time. And I just thought I would share that with all for all you people who ever had to use a broom for to make a living. Not like one of my bosses, the woman I worked for on radio, who used a broom to get to work. That's different. She wrote it. So we have Sweepo in common. You just need to know that. I was at a doctor's office yesterday. I got to tell you, this is such... I told Peon this story. This guy... I have three ophthalmologists that I see. Two are in Missouri, one's out of state. Two of them are retinal guys. Follow me on this because this is a great story. The two retinal specialists, one out of state, one in Missouri, at one time roomed with each other. They're both brilliant surgeons. There is a procedure that I am going to probably have to have done, and I've been putting it off and putting it called a vitrectomy. I think I told you before, they punch three holes in your eye.
Ugh.
One's a needle that's a light, one is a suction needle, the other one injects clear saline into the inside of your eyeball. And I've been putting this off because I made the mistake of watching this thing on YouTube. Now, my retinal guy in St. Louis says he's very cautious and conservative. He goes, I think I'd wait. I'd wait till you just absolutely can't stand this anymore, this floating gunk in my eye. But the other guy out of state is very aggressive and also is brilliant and has an unbelievable... You look him up online, wow, five-star, and the articles on him and where he's taught. He said, we need to get this done. Let's just do it. He says, when you want to do it, I'm here. And I'm just telling you, he says, I disagree with Dr. So-and-so. He says, I love him. He's a great guy. He's a great doctor. We roomed together in medical school, but he and I disagree on this. You're the perfect candidate for this. I do them all the time. Let's go. Whenever you're ready. I'm not going to push it, but I'm just telling you, you can do this, and it's not that big a deal. So yesterday I'm in his office, and I said, why do you think the other doctor is reluctant to perform this on me or to say to give you the go-ahead to do it? And this doctor said to me, he said, because you're a pain in the ass. I'm talking to him from out of state, okay, we're on the phone. I said, what? And he said, you are a pain in the ass. And he probably doesn't just want to deal with you in case there might be an issue. And I said, well, yeah, I said, I am. But I'm that guy who asks 1,000 questions, who'll drive you crazy till I'm just sure this is the thing to do. And I said, I don't know why you're not reluctant to do it if I'm such a pain in the ass, because if something goes wrong, Doc, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to get a cane and sunglasses. I'm going to come hang out here in front of your building, tell everybody you blinded me. And he said, well, it's not going to happen. And I said, okay, you're 100%? He said, no, but I'm 99.99%. He says, and if I get you in there and I know something's gone wrong, he said, I'll just put you to sleep and kill you. He says, I've already got you on the table. He said, I'll just Michael Jackson propofol you, then you'll be gone. And I thought, I love this guy. Now, a lot of people would have been insulted by that, a doctor saying to him, you're a pain in the ass. I wasn't, because I think I probably am. Because there are people who go to the doctor, and they'll tell them, well, here's what I think you need to do. And they'll go, okay, doctor, you're the doctor, not me. I'm not that guy. So I know what he meant. Listen, when I had throat surgery, like 20 years ago, let me see.
More than that.
23, 4 years ago.
I worked with you when you went.
It was in the early 90s.
You went to Chicago, didn't you?
Yeah, but the doctor here, the ear, nose, and throat guy, when he told me, we're going to have to operate on your vocal cords, I didn't say, okay, schedule it. I said, I'm going to ask you one question, and I want an absolutely honest answer. I know you've done hundreds of these. Would you say you're the best in the world? And he looked at me, and I said, yes or no? And he said, no. And I said, then I don't want you. I want the best. Do you think you know who the best in the world is? He said, yeah. I said, who is it? He said, Robert Bastian. He's in Chicago. I said, will you call him for me and just sort of establish a connection so that I can get in there? No offense, but I'm going to Chicago. And I did. I went to Chicago, and Robert Bastian cut on my vocal cords. And he said, when this is over and you wake up and you don't speak for 4 days, when you finally speak, you'll have 80 to 95% of your voice back. And I got 95 of it back. But that's me. I'll beat people to death where I can understand why they just go, forget this guy. Let him go to another doctor. Brother. But I like that. I appreciated being called a pain in the ass by a doctor and him telling me he just put me to sleep. What else did I want to mention? Folks, one of the things I can't, and the reasons I can't stand politics, is the hypocrisy and the lying. And I don't care if it's Hillary or in this case, Marco Rubio. And I like Marco Rubio, but folks, this is such a typical politician. He said, today's Wednesday, he said yesterday morning, I don't care what happens in Florida. Even if I don't win in Florida, I am telling you now, we are taking this all the way. 24 hours, no, not 24 hours late, later that day, yeah. Last night, he goes, I'm out.
Yeah. Suspending.
Well, he's out.
Oh, I know, but they say I'm suspending my campaign, whatever that means.
Yeah.
Well, here's my point. If you're going to be a politician, is there not any politician who just stops and thinks, maybe I should say it this way. I don't know what will happen if we lose Florida. We'll take a look at it if that happens. I'd like to think we're going to win. But I can't answer that now. Just do that. And then you're not ever going to be tagged with, oh, wait a minute, Senator, let's play what you said. Like George H.W. Bush, read my lips, no new taxes. Boy, did they play that 1,000 times. Because what he gets in, he raises taxes.
Yeah.
So they need to stop saying things that are definitive. Unless they're going to do it. And by the way, Mr. Trump, if you get in, you better build that wall. Because you've said 1,000 times, I'll build a wall, I can't actually pay for it. You better do it, because you've said it too many times. And that is one of my biggest gripes with these people. But I have to tell you, this is a year like no other year. I've paid more attention to it this year because of the entertainment factor. This is to be, if it's Hillary going against Trump, folks, this is going to be the most entertaining election ever.
Oh my goodness, the
debates. It's going to be fantastic. The debates will be great. Is there anything else? I don't think. Any old business? Any new business? Robert's Rules of Orders? I don't believe so. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Larry is a little boy. He's about 10. And his dad is a horse rancher. He's ridden and trained and bought and sold horses his whole life. And for Larry's 10th birthday, he gets to go with his dad to the horse auction, buy a horse. First time, he's a little man now, he's 10, double digits. They jump in the truck and he's at the horse auction. He's watching his dad. His dad's going from horse to horse. And every horse, he sees that his dad puts his hands up and down the horse's legs. You've seen them do that. They take both hands and hold them down. And then he'll rub and pat the horse's butt, you know, the hindquarters. And then he would see his dad checking the horse's chest, and feeling up and down the chest. And when his dad had a moment and was taking a break from looking at his horse, he says, Dad, he says, why are you doing that? He says, what? He says, you rub the horse's butt, and you rub their legs, and you rub their chest area. What are you doing that for? He says, son, when I'm buying, I have to make sure that in the case of that mare over there that I'm thinking about buying, I want to make sure she's healthy and in real good shape before I buy. And Larry looks up at his dad. He says, Dad, I think the UPS guy wants to buy Mom.
All right, we're going to get a look at the highways now and see how they're moving. Here's Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, we just had a report of an accident involving a motorcycle on Lindbergh in front of Sunset Hills Plaza. We have eastbound 270 now jamming up from McDonald through New Florissant. We're slow again from Old Halls Ferry through Bell Fountain. Westbound 70 looks pretty good as you go past Jennings Station, but the slowdown really is from Highway 270 out through Highway 94. Southbound 270, stop and go. From a little bit north of Page, now down through Doherty Ferry, we have westbound 44 still jamming up now because from Jefferson through Hampton. That's where you go down. They're doing some road work. Your two right lanes are down. And then you're also slow from about Mraz to west of Bowles. And this traffic report brought to you by CC's Pizza. Ready for an adventure in flavor? CC's brings new flatbread pizzas to the Unlimited Buffet. Three new flavors to explore for the same great value, just five and change. Only at CC's. Better believe it. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 2250-95. This is the Big 550.
Yeah, baby.
KTRS. Where St. Louis comes to talk.
Tired of tossing and turning? Tired of staring at the ceiling all night? I have a solution for you. The Bedroom Store has invented a mattress called the iZone Bed. This mattress takes all of the best technologies and puts them into one mattress so you get the best night's sleep ever. 14 different water chambers that are filled and then never touched. They are designed to match specifically with your body and your sleep type. They're then stuffed inside a memory foam mattress, and on top of that is a mattress that keeps you cool. The cooler the temperature, the better you sleep. sleep. The results are amazing. To find the iZone bed, you want to go to the Bedroom Store. 14 area locations invented by Denny Boyd, a St. Louis company. The Bedroom Store and the iZone bed. Your best sleep possible. The iZone bed at the Bedroom Store or thebedroomstore.com.
The signs are there.
Spring is just around the corner.
Finally, it'll be the time of year to put your feet up and enjoy the outdoors in your yard.
But on what?
On that old rickety weathered patio furniture? Instead, head to Suburban Leisure Center to take advantage of tremendous savings on new patio sets. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything you'd need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard with patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas and just about everything you'd need that will make you go, ah, on the patio. And a tremendous savings. And because you can actually sit on the furniture and feel the quality at Suburban Leisure Center, it's a lot better than ordering on the internet and hoping it looks like what you saw online.
Sure, this is it. Gee, it looks a lot smaller and lighter.
Isn't it time to replace that old weathered outdoor furniture you've put up with for years?
What are you waiting for?
With Suburban Leisure Center's unmatched selection and prices, you'll get what you need for less. Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive just a mile west of 141.
Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And right now, you can try Listen Clear absolutely free with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-700-5105. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-700-5105. That's 1-800-700-5105. 1-800-700-5105.
Homes are selling very quickly in today's St. Louis market. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group is here. How should sellers prepare their home to get the highest price?
Aligning with us, they'll receive the highest online exposure to attract the most buyers, and our 18 years of experience sets us apart when negotiating in a hot seller's market.
What makes the buying or selling experience different with your group?
We have one of the highest selling real estate groups with a team of specialists dedicated to a client's individual needs, such as staging and design, marketing, and buyer specialists.
Great.
Our team meets with clients to help stage and strategize to ensure your home appeals to a wide variety of buyers. We even pre-market your home.
Okay, so how do you use technology to help the seller?
We can communicate directly with our clients through iPad minis that are preloaded with various apps, giving them the most up-to-date information right at their fingertips.
That's Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group and co-owner of Keller Williams Realty West. She's a real estate expert on Channel 5, and she's with us weekly on KTRS. She's online at KathyHelbigGroup.com or 314-276-SOLD.
On April 5th, St. Louis City voters will determine the future of the earnings tax.
I'm voting no. Too many special deals for wealthy business owners.
And working families like mine have to pay the full tax. It's not fair.
A no vote will phase out the tax over 10 years. That's right for St. Louis.
I'm voting no.
I'm definitely voting no on Prop E.
The working people of St. Louis City deserve better. I'm voting no.
Paid for by Vote No on the E-Tax. Debbie Schneider, Treasurer.
The Financial Symphony is a show that blends the worlds of music and finance together in one harmonious package. It features your local financial maestro, Jerry Means.
A lot of advisors out there are mainly giving accumulation advice or looking at the growth through your working years. You really need to take a look at, is your advisor giving you advice on preservation and distribution?
That's The Financial Symphony with Jerry Means every Sunday morning at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you have problems with your roof, call a contractor who has been providing quality and award-winning craftsmanship for more than a century. Taylor Roofing. Taylor Roofing is not the best because they're the oldest. They're the oldest because they are the best. Founded in 1905, Taylor Roofing is one of the St. Louis Business Journal's top woman-owned companies, serving Missouri and Illinois. Call 618-233-2424 or visit them at taylorroof.com.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great-tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London. Teas that fit your every mood. Available at Schnucks, Straub's, Dierbergs, or TwiningsUSA.com.
All right, there's a big lesson here for anybody who wants to hurt somebody's feelings. For those of you who weren't listening earlier, John Londoff hurt my feelings. He told the truth that I step on people, interrupt people. It's true, I do, but it was the hurtful way he said it. And because of that, I said I was no longer interested in that bottle of special Canadian Club Mist, I think he said it was, because I'm not much of a drinker anyway. But I said, no, I don't want it anymore. And then he said, well, I'll just give it to a listener then. Call me. You should see some of the emails he sent me, the voice message. Folks, I'm asking you, let's not continue to call John Londoff. All right? Let's don't continue to call the main number, 314-837-1800, because enough
is
enough. Yeah, not. Yeah. Don't. Please don't keep calling saying, I'll take that special bottle.
Don't call the 837-1800 number. The
837-1800, because here's what I'm thinking. Knowing him, let's say 500 of you call. If I know him, he'll feel like he probably just has to go out and buy 500 special bottles of some kind of whiskey or something.
Yeah.
And I hate to see him have to do that. So that's it. Thank you so much, everybody. But again, don't call. I don't care what numbers you call today, unless it's to buy a car or ask about a car. Don't be calling. But in case you are calling for that, it's 314-837-1800. In case you're thinking about buying a Chevy or something. Give me that Mike Evans music, if you would, please. There you go. Yeah, bottle of wine. Jimmy Gilmer, the fun of the wine. Go to Southern California. Canadian Club is not his thing, but just about any good wine is. His name is Mike Evans. He's in Southern California, and he's brought to you by a place that knows a lot about what kind of terrific, whether it's bourbon, scotch, wine, with a meal, drinking responsibly, and that would be Annie Gunn's restaurant. As well as next door at the Smokehouse Market, and they are next door to each other, and same terrific proprietors, the Sainards, and they're on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley. Gift cards, always a good idea. We cut him short yesterday. We're going to make up for it today with a little extra time. Here is Mike Evans.
Give it up.
Homer, a little extra time for you today.
John, can you give me that bottle? California. Yeah. Well, that's fine.
Is that your house boy?
Thank you.
No, yeah.
I was on the phone talking to John.
John Londoff?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's getting the bottle. Yeah. I get it. Mike's getting the special bottle. Yeah, that's a good one.
You like that?
That's a good one. All right, you got some extra time.
Name the name of the American TV show, not a soap, not a late-night show, not a reality show, not a game show, that has produced the most all-time episodes. ER, Dragnet, Dallas, Gunsmoke, answer in a minute. TV review tonight is the debut of Criminal Minds Beyond Borders, starring Gary's Sinise! Formerly a CSI New York fabulous show, 4 stars. Got a bunch of just odds and ends to clear up today.
Thanks for not asking me if I've ever seen it, because you know I haven't seen it.
I know. You don't ever watch a good show.
When you suggest a show, that's just insurance. I'm not going to watch it.
What? Now, why would you say that?
I don't know.
I told you about Boardwalk Empire shows, People in OJ. Why would you say that?
I don't know. I'm in a kind of fight back mood. I had my feelings hurt today, and I'm lashing out.
Come here.
Don't do that.
It's okay. Just lean up here next to Daddy.
Continue.
Shh. 10 odds and ends for you. Carol Burnett says that when she did her one-hour variety show, it took under 2 hours to shoot. But now it takes over 6 hours to shoot a 22-minute sitcom. What's up with that? Prince Harry of England will attend Yale University going for a law degree. This is so weird. I don't know. Maybe some women out there could explain it to us. I'm a little confused exactly what the second part of this means. Sally Field.
Yeah.
Dated Johnny Carson for several months.
Okay.
She describes it as dating an octopus who acted like a reluctant little guppy. She called it so weird that she broke up with him. I mean, I guess he was all over, but then, you know, couldn't pull the trigger or something.
I don't know what that means. It's weird.
Yeah.
A reluctant little guppy.
Maybe a lot of hands, like you said, handsy, but then,
It came right down to it.
Yeah.
Couldn't pull the trigger.
Yeah.
No surprise the Kardashians are in the process of breaking all relations with Caitlyn Jenner. A lot of lawyers are going to get rich on this. Speaking of Caitlyn Jenner, Dancing with the Stars made a serious pitch. They wanted her on the show, but it was DOA. She said no. What are you going to get? Are you going to get Shaquille O'Neal? You have to be that big. I mean, Caitlyn's 6'2". How are you going to swing her around or him around? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, man.
Oh, boy.
Just keeping track, Selena Gomez has more Instagram friends than Taylor Swift. Spotted another continuity mistake in The People versus O.J. On the show, Christopher Darden spotted wearing new Bose earbuds, which certainly weren't around in 1995.
Oh.
Good observation. You know who writes to O.J. regularly in prison? Khloe and Kim Kardashian.
Oh.
This book coming out is going to be, I'm going to read this thing, by this guard that just left the whatever Loveland's correctional facility or whatever it is. He was good friends with O.J.
Best friend.
They hit it off. Mr. Felix has got a book coming out. And I got to tell you, there'd be no reason not to believe anything in it. What are you going to take, O.J.'s version? And he even said O.J. was against it, offered him $1 million not to write it. And then in the end said, oh, good luck with it, man. Go ahead, get my blessing.
Hey, Mike, did you watch it last night?
I taped it last night.
Okay.
I did too. I'm watching it.
Did you know, because there's like some sexual tension between Christopher Darden and Marcia Clark.
Oh, we knew that.
Yeah, that's been...
Oh, I didn't know. That came out
right after the trial.
Wow.
Wow, where have you been?
New York Post headline above a story about a New York police captain on trial for stealing, fraud, and embezzlement. New York Post headline screams, he's Captain Crook.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
March 16th, 1994, date in history. Why? Tonya Harding admits in court that she was involved in the attack on fellow Olympian Nancy Kerrigan.
Kind of a hard thing to deny.
Yeah, really.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people around.
1955, on this date, President Eisenhower makes a request to make a worldwide radio announcement. And in this announcement, he says, the United States of America has over 100 atom bombs, and we will not hesitate to use them if we are ever attacked again. Well, Eisenhower had some
scars.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Jerry Lee Lewis, 90 years old today. And he's still tracking, too.
Wow.
Not very well.
Well, no, he's still tracking as much as he has in the last 10 years.
Yeah, no, he can't walk. He's in a wheelchair. He can't walk. I mean, not in the last 10 years, but his mind is still there.
He may be doing the Labor Day telethon again. They want him to come back and do it.
Yeah.
That's the oddest thing, isn't it? They completely blow him up, and then they go, hey, you want to come back? It's weird. What is going on with that deal?
Weird. And finally.
No, he'll be in a wheelchair doing it, but his ego is so big, I can't believe he wouldn't do it.
Name the name of the American TV show, not a soap opera, not a late night, not a reality, not a game show that has produced most of all time. Episodes, is it ER, Dragnet, Dallas, Gunsmoke?
Whoa, I'll go Gunsmoke.
ER.
I will also say ER.
ER, 331.
Yeah!
Dallas, 357.
Oh.
Dragnet, 435.
No.
Gunsmoke, 630.
Oh.
There you go. Mike Evans, say it.
Mike Evans, courtesy of Anna Gunn's Restaurant in the Smokehouse Market. Next door to each other on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley. In other prison news, other than the story about the guy at... let me grab this story real quick. This guy's name is Jeffrey Felix. He's a former guard at that place where, what's the name of that place? Loveland Correctional Institution or something like that. It's not a maximum security place.
Oh, medium type of place?
I think so, but this guard says he's got a flat screen, a TV, exercise. He's not suffering at all in prison. He's kind of a big deal there. And he did an interview with ABC News. He's got a book coming out. This could be very interesting. And check this out real quickly. He says, One time O.J. was washing his hands, looking in the mirror, and he looked at himself and said, Juice, you just solved the Brentwood murders. You're looking at the murderer right in this mirror. And he said a couple other times he said stuff to the guard like only two people know who killed him, me and Al Cowlings.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And you doubt that?
No.
I don't doubt it for a minute. The book is called Guarding the Juice. It'll be released this month. That could be pretty interesting. All right. We're not really leaving you. We'll be back here for you tomorrow. But we leave you today with yet another invitation to change where you do all your banking. The banks don't like this when I do this. Bank people right now listening with Frank, why don't do this? Please don't do it. Well, I'm going to do it. And ask people to bank where I do all my banking, where I've done it ever since they agreed to come on board. It was an immediate click. It just worked. And then they jumped in and sponsored the yard sale for the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years. Every Saturday morning. Exclusive sponsor. We need to make sure they know how much we appreciate them for that. Two ways to do it. You stop in First Community Credit Union, any of the 42 locations, go, hey, thanks for, you know, your part in sponsoring the Large Morning Show in the afternoon and for your exclusive sponsorship of the yard sale every Saturday morning. The other way to thank them is give them your banking business. You won't be sorry you did it. What are you looking for in a bank? Tell me. Whatever you're looking for, I'll say they have it, they have it, they have it. Down the line, rates are real important to you. They have them. Very competitive rates. I can't imagine anybody that can beat them. You can touch them. They're not going to let other places have better rates on money you borrow or money you save. They can't do that. They'd be out of business. Fresh popcorn, all 42 locations. Not top of your list, but nice little perk. It'll be 98 degrees or 100 degrees this summer, at least 1 or 2 days. Nice cold popsicles for everybody. Great rates, great service. What more do you want in the bank? Anything you want, everything, they have it. That you do with your bank now, they have it there. At First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
Meet me.
And it's time to look at a final check on traffic with Tim Weiland.
Okay, we do have one incident, and it looks like they're in the middle of clearing it right now, and that's a crash on northbound 170 before St. Charles Rock Road. The left lane is blocked. You're backed up south of Page. Southbound 170 is slow from Del Mar down through Highway 40. Eastbound 40 still heavy from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Southbound 270 looks pretty good. Eastbound 270, you're running slow from about West Florissant through Bell Fountain, and then things open up to the Chain of Rocks Bridge, and westbound 44 is still pretty heavy now, west of Jefferson through Hampton. This traffic report brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. Wondering if your battery's on its way out? Stop by Advance. They'll test it for you free of charge at Advance Auto Parts. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. The Big Sports Show. Big Sports Show.
Hey, it's Jim Huer. On Wednesday's show, we're out at Greenbrier Country Club for the Griggs LaPointe Mizzou SEC Summit. It's going to be a Mizzou Wednesday night on the Big 550.
The Big Sports Show. The Big Sports Show. Weeknights from 6:30 till 9 on the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession and the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with the Gold Silver Group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-295-6803 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-295-6803. 800-295-6803.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Eureka, Webster Groves, Old Fallon, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Hey, it's been a pleasure serving you. We really do think of ourselves as public service, kind of like the cops, except they actually work hard and we don't. Except for that, it's the same. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough.
nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said. For you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? Well, I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. Hi, dear.
Okay, goodbye, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
You're listening to a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
You can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
The warning from a local Iraq war veteran about a potential health hazard for his brothers in arms. Plus, the mother of one of three teens shot this morning at a bus stop in North St. Louis has a message for the gunman. And what happened when two election workers got into a heated debate yesterday at a polling station?
Good evening, I'm Sandy Miller.
And I'm Vic Faust in for Rafer Weigel. An Iraq war veteran from South St. Louis County is warning fellow veterans.